If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that, instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Okay, let's just focus on, now look at the pedestrians over there.
Yeah.
Hold on there.
Yeah.
They, obviously they have right away, not your vehicle.
Yeah.
So you have to stay still at the point of no return.
Yeah.
So this stuff, you know, you could get a lot of anxiety, a lot of stress out of this if we don't know what we do on rules, busy traffic coming out of shopping centers, yeah?
Yeah. Okay. So all these people are turning, right?
So we should be timed right. What's the other vehicle doing that's coming towards you?
They're going to go straight.
All right. Is it ready to go? Check and go. All right. We did well. And you can pick any lane you want there. Allow that vehicle behind you to pass and lane change. And there's another one. There's a silver one. Swing your head and change lanes. Hello. One more time. Swing your head. One more time. That's it. Just come to the left lane for me. Okay. So we are recording, and so welcome everyone. That's you know, we just had to get straight to the work. We're just doing the right turn, something called the point of no return, left here. Yep. I'm here with Joel. Hello, Joel. How are you, buddy? Thanks. Thanks for participating in Road Rage, and you know, you're a youngster, and you know, you're going to be on the road by yourself soon, and your dad's hired me too. Help you with understanding road rage and anxiety in driving, cool, and eliminating that, because we all know the anxiety, like, we, you know, when we have anxiety, kind of we're thinking a lot of things at the same time.
Yeah.
I guess self-commentary is good, you know, to self-commentary while driving is very good for us, because it does take the attention of the negative things in ourselves.
Yeah.
But today's topic is about road rage and the difference with, is there a difference between road rage and anxiety. So what do you think?
Well, I think that there is a difference.
Yes.
Because anxiety can be related to stuff not related to driving.
Yeah, psychological, right?
Whereas I think anxiety definitely plays a part in driving. Like, yeah. You know, with driving, like road rage.
Yeah, because anxiety has excessive worries, fear, right?
Yeah.
Negative thinking, and it's a very psychological, right?
Yeah.
And what's road rage about then?
Road rage.
Yeah.
Is,
why do we have road rage?
It's when people get overly angry while driving.
Yep.
And drive dangerously as a result of that.
Yep. Good stuff. So you said two things, anger and aggression and impulsive thinking, right?
Yeah.
Impulsive thinking, which kind of has a bit of a good work on the checks there. which kind of has this cognitive deficiency, or, you know, we're not thinking right, not making decisions right. We're actually being like almost.
Should I get across the
line? Yeah, it's fine. It's fine. Yeah.
Yeah, I made sure to check
before. Yeah, cool, cool, cool. Okay, do something to go over there. Just swing it quick and move into it. Cool. Well done. When you get to the traffic lights, turn right. Cool. Yeah, you're good. You're doing really well. You're going to be okay when you get driving on your own, yeah?
Yeah.
Today, so that's the subject for today. That's moving on. So we have impulsive decision-making, right? We have anger management and we also have unregulated anger. Cool?
Yeah.
It comes out of nowhere. And it's also, it's very stress-related, yeah? All day stress right here. I think there's also that unregulated emotions or something that's in us that's raging all the time. You can even have inner rage, yeah? Any anger.
I'm just going to roll forward a bit more.
Yeah, well, just when we're in a serious situation like turning right at traffic lights, you've got to select gaps.
I feel like this. Right?
And don't worry about so much about the driver before, even though some might kind of be raging. Why would they be raging behind you waiting so long? I mean, as a young driver, you got to do the right decision making. Don't be pushed by anyone. Don't, just because they're impulsive, you don't have to carry that, yeah?
Yeah, well, they might be impatient, so not willing to wait a little bit longer.
Yeah.
That's a big speed
bump.
Yeah, because, I don't know, they might be having a bad day and not all there.
Yeah, not all there. It could be traffic condition related, maybe. One, the guy I was talking about earlier, you know, about the guy that raged with me, and I kind of raged with him a little bit. He was, he had unexpected rules of his own.
Okay.
He thought that my student should pull over so he can go because we were holding up traffic.
Oh.
But if my student was doing that all the time, just letting everyone go, I mean, that's the kind of right thing to do, right?
Yeah.
It's okay to do it, but then will you ever be learning? Will you ever be learning to be independent?
Yeah.
If you're bending over for everyone, like bending and meaning that you were just, I guess he had a point. Do you think he had a point? He said, well, you're holding up traffic. Why aren't you just pulling over and letting us go past?
Well, maybe. I don't know. Like, it can be an inconvenience.
You can see
but
where.
It's not a big inconvenience. I think he definitely would have overreacted.
He could have overreacted, but we held the street up. It was a very long street, narrow street, yeah?
Okay.
I guess sometimes. For you guys in the beginning, maybe for you guys in the beginning, towards rambling, maybe when you guys are beginning, maybe you should do that, you know, see the lot of cars you're pulling over, you feel a bit nervous about it, you feel anxious about it, maybe pulling to the left a little until there's no traffic and taking a breather.
Maybe
you did have a point, but. But what I didn't like about it was that it kept beeping all the way, the whole street, yeah?
Yeah, well, along I think, street. I think he had a point.
Yeah, but even excessively
beeped.
It's
a big overreaction.
Big time. So he had this unrealistic expectation, and that's what causes anxiety, and only that end causes road rage on the road, too.
Like delaying people.
It'd be annoying for young people like yourself trying to get a license, yeah?
Yeah. Like delaying people for like less than a minute.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, it's annoying, but it's not going to have a big impact. There's no reason to have a big reaction to it, I think.
Yeah, well, we both got out of the car, by the way.
Oh, wow.
It wasn't cool, yeah. But wouldn't it be better just to pull over to the left and just like, just let him go? I'm just holding him up. I'm just trying to get through the streets safely with my shooter.
Okay.
And, you know, I just don't like people beeping at L drivers.
Yeah.
Young people I'm teaching, anxiety, stressful things, you know. Like, you know, anyone I'm teaching, stuff like that. So, you know, it was annoying.
Mm, yeah.
Maybe my expectations, unexpectations were high too. I think maybe, yeah.
Yeah.
But I get, you know, I just get, because I like driving slower. I like teaching anyone, you know, when I'm doing it, how about we go slow, you know, by 10 below, yeah. Just my unexpected reasoning, yeah? It's kind of, then you see where the problem is, my unexpectation, unrealistic expectations maybe, and his unrealistic expectations, see what happens?
Yeah.
And he was just beeping in a hurry to get somewhere in a city, you know, running around. it's kind of a Friday night. You'd probably go into appointment. He's running late. Yeah.
Yeah.
You can see where that can go wrong. So it all become all impulsive, and then when he goes in impulsive, he goes everywhere, and you know all that. What are the consequences of road rage? And infused, yeah.
They can be very serious. You can cause a crash, which
yeah.
Can lead to injuries.
That's it. Yep, that's one. Absolutely.
There's, like, and also not to mention, like, you know,
yeah.
Damage to the vehicles.
Yeah. Do you think you're your calm person, your calm self?
Try to be.
But you're not when you're road raging, right?
No,
you get upset, you get angry, you get fused up, you get muscle tension, right? You know that accidents can happen there, big time. You can lose it. You can overspeed for no reason. Yeah, you can lose control of your whole mental state. Yeah.
Yeah.
You can harm yourself. You can harm others. Yeah.
Yeah.
What should you do if you find yourself like, if you find yourself anxious, or if you find yourself in that state of anger and road rage or aggressive, what can you do? Sure, if it's safe, yeah.
I think.
What can you do?
Well, I think if you catch yourself, you know, starting to road rage,
yeah,
you should find a safe spot to stop, pull over, and just take a few minutes to calm down.
Yeah. Well, look at some personality traits. Something called personality traits. Sometimes we can be short tempered, yeah, impulsive.
Yeah.
Less tolerance, high hyperactivity, vigilancy. Yeah,
yeah.
I don't think some people can't drive because they get the hypervigilance. Yeah, really get excited, really lose the plot. Yeah,
yeah.
Kind of messes with that, especially in anxiety, high anxious people. It's also a psychological thing. So yeah, in a way, when they say the question, anxiety and road rage kind of similar. Well, there are parts still kind of similar.
Yeah,
in both cases. We kind of lose our thoughts, negative thoughts, yeah?
Yeah.
We go down with negative thoughts. High stress levels come up.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that unrealistic expectations is an interesting one. Traffic congestions. What can you do about traffic congestions if you're running late? What's the best thing to do?
Well, maybe try to find another road.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Calm down, maybe. Nothing to do, yeah?
If there isn't any faster.
Pull up the road and make a phone call. You're running late.
Yeah.
And what's this thing called deadline? Yeah. Working to a deadline. What does that mean? What could happen?
Well, if you've got a place to be and you have to be there on time.
Yeah.
Like it can make driving getting there quite stressful.
Sure. Look at now. Look at the environment. We're driving in peak hour traffic. What can you do, Joel? What can you do? Nothing but breathe, right?
Yeah.
Nothing but breathe and let time go. Cool.
Yeah, like if there's no faster route, there's nothing I can do.
And if you're a perfectionist, what happens then if you're trying to get somewhere? Here's another one. That could create road rage. If you're a perfectionist, that everything needs to be perfect for you, right? And that leads into highly unrealistic expectations of yourself and others on the road.
Mm.
I mean, there's road signs and road congestions. There's nothing you can do about it.
Yeah.
You're in a peak hour traffic, right?
Yeah, can't control what other cars do.
That's right. And the temperature's hot days, right?
Yeah.
Air condition isn't working, and there's road signs, and maybe there's like a 40-kilometer zone. When you're just caught, you know, people are just driving slow, looking for kids, right? It's nothing you can do. Nothing you can do, because it's all environmental, you know, affected. Yeah, okay. So what's the rules to follow, like role to follow, you know?
There's a lot of cars there, so I can go across.
What's the role to follow in stress rage? Stress and rage in driving, what's the role to follow?
What do you mean by role?
Irrationality, level of stress, level, can you feel that? We can stay here, it's okay.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Well, yeah, all right, change lanes. And then you have something called resilience, resilience, yeah? If you're road rage, what else can happen there, mate? High emotional responses, a reaction, yeah?
Yeah.
These are the impaired judgment, which is not good. Decision-making, bad action. That's how people lose their lives.
Yeah.
impaired judgment and bad decision making when you're overtaking somebody. You get, imagine you're on a country road and you wanted up, you got so angry you had to overtake that driver. You following this? And then you got impulsive and then you wanted to overtake that driver. As you did that, you killed yourself. You didn't estimate or judge the car coming towards you. You see how dangerous, why road rage can cause death? Right? Impaired judgments, right? Especially when driving a car. All right, so, what else can go wrong? Reduced tolerance and mental tension, the jaw, the whole body tenses, All right, but well, that was really good. So let's hit you a few questions, right? Now we talked about it. It's time to put a few questions and put this podcast to bed, Well done. And I think your father's going to be very proud of you today, mate, for driving nicely and indicating around, indicate back, good job, ask yourself a question. What is my rush? What am I rushing for?
Should I turn my head?
How can you create a calm environment in your car?
You can remove
a relaxing environment.
Ton of loud music if it's
you can pull in that driveway, you know the one. So we'll just finish up, keep the engine running and the aircon on, cool? And we can just finish up. Keep the engine running in case you need to, move backwards from someone's driveway, right? Just hold it there. So it's important to create a calm environment in your car and plan to, fine. We have to finish the conversation with you. You've been really good sport. What strategy can you use to make, stressful, more relaxing? What strategy can you use to make your drive less stressful?
You can focus more on, you can try to, not let whatever's, try not to let the rest of your life affect your driving.
That's right.
Try to just focus on driving.
Don't run for deadline. Just relax. Plan ahead. Make phone calls. Don't be too stressed about it. If you think you're stressed, start breathing. Cool?
Yeah.
All this stuff. It's also that bit's kind of similar to anxiety. People breathe when they feel anxious. Cool? But this is road rage. It's really anger, more management.
Yeah.
More stress related. What about, how do you practice patience and empathy? How do you go about practicing patience and empathy to other drivers? Just remember what they're going through.
You always gotta put yourself into other people's shoes. See, this person, see why people, to try to understand why people did certain things.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're all human. We all make mistakes. Okay, that's good. They got carping. So it's busy here. So we're all human. We all make mistakes. You will not need to be forgiven. Nothing's perfect. Can't be too perfect, right? And things don't always work to time. And never have the attitude of rushing for deadlines. Take your time. And what do we do? I got a nickname for you. What is it? Easy one.
Easy one, yeah.
Yeah, that means, maybe you say that 100 times. Easy one, easy one, easy one. That's kind of building up our patience in you, isn't it?
Yeah.
Especially when Rose... so the thing is, so someone else might be road raging, but you don't have to fuel that road rage.
Yeah.
I guess
you don't
I
have to engage.
I'll be transparent. I actually added on a bit of fuel to the fire. Because I was a bit, it was a bit hot that day and maybe I could have pulled over. But on my defense of that was, how is she going to drive? She keeps pulling over. I want her to experience that narrow street, and I wanted to feel like, how could she handle anxiety of that street, as an anxious person on that day. So how can you diffuse the anger of yourself?
Well, if someone's yelling at you or whatever, you don't need to yell back. You can, even if nothing's your fault, you can apologize and just try to diffuse the situation.
Very good. So how do you know that person's not going through some, and it's not about the driving, it's about where they're getting the anger from. It's a habit. Why are they, why are they frustrated? Why are they so aggressive? The stresses of life. So you can see how we need to show some empathy.
Yeah.
I guess I failed on that one myself, not perfect, eh?
Yeah.
I could have understood that other drivers, and I did hold up about 20 other drivers behind us. All right, just city driving. What other questions? Yep. I think, what sort of things can you distract yourself to being angry? What can you do to not to be angry? What sort of things can you think about and get out of the negative stuff? You know, if you're angry, it's usually because negative frustrations or whatever. What can you do to distract yourself from being in road rage?
You
You
can,
can get back to normal again.
like, you know, if you notice yourself, you're very stressed, very angry while driving, like,
Yeah.
or you can pull up, find a safe space to pull over
Yeah.
and let yourself cool off for a few minutes.
Yeah, just pull over, get out of the
Yeah.
car, cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Thank you for that. What would you advise someone who, if you find it's regularly road raging, is highly anxious on the road? What can you tell them to do? What would you advise them? Let's say you were a, you know, or you were a specialist in anger management. Where would you advise them to do something? Would you advise them to find help, seek help?
Well, I don't know. I guess, well, depending on how serious it is, if it's like a daily thing,
Yeah.
maybe professional help. If it's, I don't know. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
I yeah.
All right. So there's a lot of strategies that we can use,
Yeah.
cool, to get off, get out of the feeling rage. So it's important. So I think we mentioned a lot of things. I think it's gonna people that come onto this, Joel, and they're listening to us having a chat about it. They're doing a blog here, a podcast on road rage. It's important to know if we're feeling this and how we can diffuse it, and so we don't get caught in the energy of it. Cool. All right, folks. Thank you very much. I hope you've enjoyed this. I think this is a 97, actually, Joel. Well done. Thank you for joining me. I think your dad's going to be proud of you, mate, for learning how to about diffusing anger management, how to, you know, understand other people on the road, how to stay balanced, mindful, you know, and practicing meditation. All this sort of stuff keeps you calm on the road, and never rush for a deadline.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, buddy. I'll bump you.
Yeah.
Thank you, mate. That's good. So, cool.
All
Okay. See you guys. This is Joel and me saying
right.
goodbye. Have a wonderful time, and no matter where you are, beautiful. Thank you for joining us on this podcast. Till next time. Ciao
That's
for
it.
now.
Bye. All right.
Yay, we did one.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Visit kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.